What do real leaders and managers do that makes them stand out from the crowd?
A few years ago, I would have answered the question this way. I would have said, have a unique performance promise and keep it. I would have said, be clear on your points of distinction and then promote them. I would have said, hold a top of mind position in the eyes of your customers. I would have said, be memorable in everything that you say and do, and things like that. Today, I would say, you've got to do all those things, but then a heck of a lot more. You know, I think there are many good and great organizations out there today, but there are very few that I would call remarkable. And today, if you want to stay in business and you want to be as good as you can be, you've got to go beyond good and great and be remarkable. So today, I'd answer the question in a different way. How do we stand out? I think we stand out through all of those things I've said, but here's the more. I think we stand out through what we achieve. It's been said for a long time that profit is the reason that we're in business. Well, here's what I say. Profit is not a reason for being in business. Profit is a result of being good at business. And economic prosperity is one thing that we need to do and keep doing in order to reinvest and so on. So I'm not saying profits are wrong. I'm just saying they're not the reason. And I think that then there are four other things. I call it a five-fold bottom line. And I got this idea originally from the triple bottom line, which is economic prosperity, environmental sustainability, and social responsibility. And though I think the three are great, I don't think they're enough. So I've added two. I call it universal harmony and spiritual validity. Let me talk about each one of these. Economic prosperity, fair enough. You've got to make money, but it's not a reason, rather it's a result. Environmental sustainability. Today, if you're in business and you're not doing something that's going to help the environment, then I think you're irresponsible. We got a water problem. We got a water problem in the world, and I believe that it's every business's responsibility to do something about it. So looking after the environment, that's what makes people stand out, as well as being economically prosperous. And then social responsibility. You know, if we in business can't do anything about the great ills of the world, for example, poverty and disease, I mean, there is absolutely no excuse, as far as I'm concerned, that any person on this planet, no matter where they live, should ever go hungry. And there's no doubt in my mind that we could eradicate a lot of the diseases that currently afflict us if we had a more cooperative approach to this. So business must be socially responsible, along with doing good things to the environment, as well as being economically prosperous. And then the last two. First of all, universal harmony. I believe, and I make no apology for saying this, that political leaders and religious leaders in the main have messed it up. They're all about my way or the only way. They're all about, you know, my belief or my philosophy is the only way, and that's what's causing all the trouble in the world. Well, in business, we should be standing out by being the ones that are doing something about world peace. I mean, here we are in the 21st century, and we're still as barbaric as we were in the first one. Doesn't make any sense to me. So businesses should be doing something about universal harmony as well. And then the last, spiritual validity. I'm not a religious person. I do have respect for you, if that is your way. But I do believe that as business leaders and managers, that we have to be doing things in our everyday lives and everyday workplaces that are good for people's spirits. Because this is what I know. When we do things that are uplifting for people, they do remarkable things. And so today, I believe that how do real leaders and managers stand out? They create remarkable workplaces. How do we know what remarkable looks like? Well, it's the achievements. We're economically prosperous, we're environmentally sustainable, we're socially responsible, and we promote and do something about universal harmony, and lastly, spiritual validity. I call it the five-fold bottom line.